here's a story from The World.
When Russia first invaded Ukraine, President Vladimir Putin said that Ukrainians and Russians are one people. He said the Ukrainian state was not real, that it was created out of thin air with the Soviet Union. In Ukraine, Putin's twisted claims are seen as an attempt to erase the country's culture and history. Net result, Ukrainian pride and patriotism are swelling. The World's Daniel Offman has this story about one Ukrainian song that has become a symbol of resistance.
Earlier this month, when Ukraine's military liberated Kherson City in southern Ukraine, residents took to the streets in celebration. They waved Ukrainian flags, honked horns, and sang the national anthem. There's another song, though, that's become a kind of second anthem. People sang it all around Kherson City when it was liberated. They sang it while standing in line to get clean water, and here in the town square as kids jumped around and danced. The song is called Oy Uluzi Chervona Kalina.
So the title literally just means, oh, the red viburnum in the meadow, right? It sounds perfectly innocent, but then it goes from there to kind of be a deeply patriotic song about defending Ukraine from invaders.
That's Maria Sinavitsky. She's a professor of anthropology and music at Bard College. The Chervona Kalina, or red viburnum, is a leafy shrub peppered with clusters of blood-red berries. Sinavitsky says the Kalina is closely identified with Ukrainian poetry and music.
Often Ukrainian folkloric songs will open with a naturalistic image, something kind of innocent sounding, a tree, a bird, or a kalina very often. And from that kind of opening image, you unspool a kind of metaphor or a story about politics or about the complexities of life. And that's the case here too.
Most believe the lyrics were inspired by a song from the 17th century.
But it's in 1914 or so that a Ukrainian composer adds the verses that we still sing today. And that's when it really becomes closely associated with the Sich riflemen, who were this Ukrainian unit inside of the Austro-Hungarian Empire at the time.
In 1914, what is now Ukraine was divided among neighboring countries, including Russia and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. But around World War I, some Ukrainians hoped to establish an independent country. Here's Andriy Zerenyuk. He's a history professor at the University of Winnipeg.
This was the original hope of Ukrainians, of the Ukrainian national movement when they entered the war, right? They believed that this war could become a revolution and would change the geopolitics in Eastern Europe.
But after the war, Ukraine was folded into the Soviet Union. And under that system, many Ukrainian patriotic songs like Chervona Kalina were banned.
This one was too nationalist, it was banned because it was connected with this Ukrainian national liberation struggle. And then it reappeared at the end of the 1980s.
Just a few years later, the Soviet Union collapsed and an independent Ukraine emerged. Maria Sinavitsky says the song had never really left the memory of Ukrainians.
What is, of course, new and striking in this moment is the degree to which a few days after the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia, it became a viral hit and it really pinged around the world.
That's because musician Andriy Khlivnyuk, lead singer of the Ukrainian band Boombox, had posted his version of the song on Instagram.
Ой, Улузі, червона калина похилилася.
You see Khlivnyuk in military fatigues, standing in front of this iconic site in downtown Kyiv, the St. Sophia Cathedral complex. And he sings it in a very kind of boomboxy way. You know, fans of the band would recognize it.
Амитую червону калину підіймемо.
But even as this version of the song goes viral, songs like Червона Калина are still banned in Russian-occupied territories. People have been fined or even arrested for singing it. And when Ukrainian territory is liberated...
You see these scenes from like recently liberated Kherson where people literally on the very first night built a huge bonfire in the center of town because there's no electricity. And they sang this song right at the top of their lungs to kind of proclaim their freedom. It's incredibly moving.
This war has made Червона Калина even more meaningful for many Ukrainians, representing their defiance in the face of Russia's invasion. For The World, I'm Daniel Offman.